KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. It's a Friday, the 16th day of February for 2018. Well, a man was taken into custody following an altercation in Jackson yesterday. According to reports, just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, JPD officers were called to French Bar Road on a suspicious person vehicle call. Upon arrival, the officer made contact with the suspect and requested that he move his vehicle. The driver exited the vehicle with what appeared to be a knife and circled the vehicle. The officer then requested backup, and once other officers arrived, they attempted to detain the suspect. The man became combative, and 3 to 4 officers were needed to subdue him. Suffering from injuries received during the scuffle, the suspect was taken by ambulance to Sutter Amador Hospital. After further investigation, several weapons were found in the man's vehicle. The Jackson Police is continuing their investigation into the incident.
Well, Calaveras County released more info yesterday on the full implementation of the commercial cannabis cultivation ban, adopted by the Board of Supervisors in January, set to begin Friday, March 9th. The ordinance bans all commercial cannabis cultivation and limits and regulates personal cultivation up to 6 plants per state law. Now, based on the provisions in the Cannabis Urgency Ordinance and ban, growers have 90 days from the effective date of the ban ordinance to come in compliance with the new law. All cultivation except registered personal use must cease after June 7th. Now, during the 90-day period, the provisions of the urgency ordinance continue as referenced in the ban, and registered growers are able to continue cultivating. Now, if a grower's application was in pending status, the county will continue processing registration applications. Following the 90-day period, all cultivation areas must be restored or remediated as required by the ban ordinance by January 10th of 2020. For example, any non-permitted grading or construction must be permitted or removed, trash and debris from the grow site must be removed, and erosion control measures must be implemented. Now, questions regarding what is permissible during the 90-day period, what the requirements are for remediating a site, and what is allowable for a personal cannabis grow should all be directed to the Calaveras County Planning Department.
And Calaveras County's search for a new emergency services director has come to an end with the announcement that Michelle Patterson will step into that role. In January, Will Downs announced that he would be returning to New Mexico due to personal reasons. Downs had been in the OES position since October 2017. According to County CAO Tim Lutz, when the recruitment was conducted for a new OES director last year, there was a strong list of candidates vying for the position. Fortunately, the other top applicant in the recruitment process, Michelle Patterson, was still interested in that position and is set to start on Tuesday the 20th. Patterson brings with her a strong background in emergency response and preparedness, community engagement, communication, and training. Most recently, she was employed with the El Dorado County Health and Human Services Agency as an emergency preparedness and response supervisor, where she provided oversight and coordination of emergency response, preparedness, and community training in El Dorado County. Patterson also possesses a Master of Public Health and is certified by the FEMA Emergency Management Institute, having completed over 20 courses on disaster response training, coordination, and preparedness. Her starting salary will be $98,500.
And a special historic plaque redesignation ceremony will be held Saturday, March 10th, 11 a.m. at the Knight Foundry in Sutter Creek. The American Society of Mechanical Engineers will redesignate their Mechanical Engineering Historical Landmark plaque, first placed at the foundry site in 1994. The Native Sons of the Golden West will also dedicate a new plaque honoring all the Native Sons who have passed through Knight Foundry and to commemorate the Native Sons of the Golden West's support for the site's preservation. The public is invited to attend the ceremony, and tours of the site will be available at 10 a.m., 12 noon, and 2 p.m.
And a quick reminder for you, Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort and the Amador Chamber of Commerce will honor the recipients of the 10th Annual Margaret Dalton Golden Acorn Award on Friday, March 2nd. The 2018 award will be presented to Carl Knobloch and Patty Knobloch. Also during the evening, the charitable works of the late Dennis Dalton will be celebrated. Now, tickets are $50 per person, a table of 10 for $500, and Monday is the deadline. Monday is the deadline to RSVP. So if you would like tickets to attend this event, please contact the Chamber today at 223-0350, or you can go online, amadorchamber.com.
Well, have you been thinking about planting new roses this spring? Well, tomorrow's the time to buy them at the Motherlode Rose Society annual rose auction. There'll be old varieties and new, approximately 80 total bare root roses from Star Roses and Plants and Weeks Roses. The auction and bidding starts at 10 a.m. at the Amador Senior Center off New York Ranch Road in Jackson. Everyone is invited to attend. Cash, checks, or credit cards all accepted. Visit motherlodrose.org to see pictures of some of the roses available.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning, the 16th day of February. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.